Hello everyone, welcome to the Tabitha Stories podcast. It's been a minute since my last episode, and I have missed chatting with you about everything interesting. So what's been keeping me away from the mic? Well, a few things actually. First off, scheduling interviews has been a bit of a challenge. Many of the folks I would love to chat with have been incredibly busy, which is totally understandable. But I am determined to bring you some amazing conversations. So I'm working hard to make it happen. On top of that, I've been thinking a lot about the direction of the podcast. I want to ensure that the stories I share align with my goals and vision for the show. It's important to me that each episode is meaningful and engaging, so I have been taking some time to curate the content carefully. But don't worry, I'm not leaving you hanging. To bridge the gap, I'm excited to introduce a summer series called My Summer of 2024. In this series, I'll share my summer experiences, including events and festivals I attend. I hope to give you a glimpse into my world and provide some entertaining content during this time. So stay tuned for the first episode of my summer of 2024 coming soon. As always, thanks for listening.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Tabitha Stories and our Thanksgiving special. On this day, we are turning 3 years with Tabitha Stories podcast. I released my first podcast on November 21st of 2020 when COVID was happening, and I interviewed my friend Angel Mariscal, where we talked about wrestling. And that was kind of like the first episode that we had. For this Thanksgiving special, I would like to bring Maria and Alondra for our Thanksgiving special. They are in the wrestling team, and they are going to be sharing with us how Thanksgiving is celebrated in their family. Que son la primera de las primeras. Uh-huh. Y la primera de la segunda, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Okay. Hello everyone, welcome to Tabitha Stories. Today we're recording our Thanksgiving special, and I'm going to have Maria as our guest today. She's in the wrestling team, and I think I've known her for 3 years now, I believe. And welcome, Maria. Te lo puedes acercar un poco más. Así.
Okay.
Our first question is, would you rather have 2 days of Thanksgiving or 2 days of Christmas?
I would rather have the 2 days of Christmas.
Why is that? Why would you rather have 2 days of Christmas?
Most of the reason because of how family gets together during Christmas. And it's more of like a tradition, how every, you know, mostly Hispanics like to get around with their families and eat together and yeah. Celebrate.
So you say that Christmas has more meaning than Thanksgiving because of the tradition within the Hispanic culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with you in that part. Because mm-hmm. I would choose 2 days of Christmas as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, our second question is,
When you feel grateful, what do you notice about how you think and engage with the world?
Honestly, I feel like it's more of like thinking like everyone around me, how's like my friends, my family, everyone around me, because like it got me there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how like it, how it helps me engage with the world is just being more aware of what's going on and being more like considerate of a lot of people's feelings and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're more grounded when you feel grateful.
Yeah.
And you feel more present.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is amazing. And I'm very happy to know that. And it's been having you, it has been nice to have you in the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, I would like to take a little break and just play a song I kind of have been having the idea of doing the podcast in sort of a radio station format, but I do not know how to do it. So while we're doing the Thanksgiving special, we'll give it a try and see how that goes. If you guys have any feedback into words, what can I do to, I would say, do a little bit better with the podcast and just, I would say, bring in to you the stories that you all want to hear. And if you have any feedback about the podcast, you can send me an email at tabithastories@gmail.com and I will be reading the email and replying to them. Any feedback that you have, anything, is always helpful for the podcast and for me. And if you can share them with your friends, I will be very happy because it's going to help me to continue to expand the podcast and it's going to help me to continue to share more stories with all of you.
I change my head.
And now I'm going to be bringing our last guest for this Thanksgiving special. I believe she began wrestling in college, so she is in the wrestling team, as I mentioned, and her name is Alondra. She's always very positive, very uplifting, and you know, she has a good energy and a good sense of humor, and I'm happy to have her on the podcast today. Let's give it up for Alondra. Today we're recording our Thanksgiving special, and I have the pleasure to interview Alondra for this podcast. And welcome to the show, Alondra.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here today. We're doing a Thanksgiving special, and I would like to ask you, would you rather have 2 days of Thanksgiving or 2 days of Christmas?
I think I would rather have 2 days of Christmas because I feel like the weather is colder, and I like the cold weather, and I don't know, I just feel like Christmas is such a, like, it's a, how do I say it, it's a holiday that I feel like brings more people together, and just like the joy and the decorating of Christmas, and I think that would be great, just to have more time with family and have the fun decorating and making food and everything.
Wow. I think I would agree with you. I would pick 2 days of Christmas. I think it just sounds so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you get gift twice.
Yeah, exactly. Get extra gifts.
Yeah, you get extra gifts. When you feel grateful, what do you notice about how you think and engage with the world?
So, when I'm grateful, I feel like I appreciate people a lot more, and I appreciate the things that I have a lot more. I definitely try to spend more time with family and just appreciate what I have, because you never know when that's going to be gone. So, I definitely do, like, see myself appreciating more and doing the most to be around people who I'm thankful for.
Yeah. I have one more question that is not in here. And it is, when was the last time you felt grateful?
I think I'm grateful every day just because I get to be here and I get to be in school and surrounded by great people. But I think maybe last week when I passed my exam, I was very grateful that I got to pass, that God gave me the knowledge to pass, because those are hard. But yeah, I feel like I'm grateful every day because I wake up every day and I get to do cool things every day.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. And it has been nice to have you in the podcast today.
Thank you. It's been great being here.
Thank you all for tuning in to Tabitha Stories podcast and to our Thanksgiving special. It has been a pleasure to interview Alondra and Maria for this special episode. I would also like to share that this upcoming Monday, I will be sharing our last episode with Coach George, where he will be sharing about the lessons he has learned in life through the sport of wrestling and about the obstacles he has faced, as well as answering our deep question of the show. What are you grateful for today? I do apologize if I pronounce myself twice. Usually I write everything that I'm saying for the podcast, because sometimes I do not pronounce things very well in English, and so I kind of had to
practice a little bit more to do it. And since this is like a radio station format for me, I kind of decided not to do that and just go with the flow. I will be playing a song to close off this Thanksgiving special. Space, been weaker, it's been waiting for the right day. Like the right day ever comes, now it's Friday, and nothing's changed. Mistakes that everyone is making, but I can't change. I'm stuck in reverse, like an old Benz. Forgot to tap it up. Cause it was trying.